Why did a triathlon relay race teach me more about teamwork than any corporate training I've ever attended? The answer is in the rules. Three people, one swims, one cycles, one runs. If any single person drops out, the entire team's result is white. Not penalized, white. It doesn't matter if you swim like Michael Phelps. If your running teammate cramps up and withdraws in the final 5 kilometers, everything you did simply never happened. That ruthless rule creates a kind of felt understanding you cannot learn in a classroom. Your success or failure is not entirely in your own hands. While you are in the water, your mind is already on whether your teammate will hold up. And the moment that relay band is passed into your hand, you know your teammate has already given you everything they had. You have no right not to give everything in return. When I was young, I graduated from one of Taiwan's top universities, and I once believed a degree was proof of ability. It wasn't until I started my own company that I learned the first real lesson. You cannot accomplish anything alone. The best environment for developing that collective spirit is sports. And yet, in Taiwan, physical education has always been treated as a footnote to academic achievement. Leading teams over the years, I've noticed that people with varsity experience consistently collaborate better, because the training that says you must work with others has already been written into their bodies. Collaboration is not knowledge, it is a felt, embodied sense. And that sense can only be developed by jumping into the water yourself.